Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 50 of Proclaim, the podcast that teaches every Bible-believing Christian how to preach the gospel by any means necessary in many different settings, including using the internet and what I call the new podcast pulpit, which is extremely powerful. Believe it or not, by the grace of God, we reach thousands every week through these podcasts that we do. Literally thousands upon thousands. And when we go live right now, we're averaging anywhere from 700 to 1,300 people a pop live while I'm preaching the gospel and preaching the word of God. And that's just a few of the live outlets we have. Facebook times two, Periscope times two, and other outlets that I'm not even numbering. Spreaker, for example, is a wonderful podcast outlet, that platform rather, that allows us to not only do podcast recordings but to speak to people live in real time. So this is a wonderful day to be alive for those who have an interest in sharing the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But now let me remind you, when you get into the business of witnessing for Christ and preaching the gospel for Christ and the gospel of Christ, and you get into the business of praying for results, you need to understand that the devil is going to oppose you with everything he has. So be prepared for that. And he will even use your family to try to hinder you from doing it. So don't be alarmed when that happens. People will change on you, even in the church, when you start proclaiming the gospel and witnessing to the lost. That's just the lay of the land, and that is just the nature, as they say, of the beast. Our scripture passage on preaching the gospel is Acts 10, 42 and 43, which reads, "And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." Our proclaimed quote on preaching today is from C.H. Spurgeon. He said, "God forms man, sin deforms man," and that is so true. "The school informs man, but only Christ transforms man. Therefore, preach Christ to all men." I love it. I love that. I love that. That's good stuff. That is good stuff. In this Proclaim podcast, beloved, we are using as our texts the following three books, Lectures to My Students, by Charles H. Spurgeon, The Preacher and His Preaching, by Alfred P. Gibbs, and Biblical Preaching by Haddon W. Robinson. Again, I am sharing these pastoral books with evangelists, people who are not called to pastor, but you're called to witness and you're called to proclaim the gospel, because you need to have the same character. You need to have some of the same mechanics. You just can't go out there winging it. You can't go out there half-cocked. You can't go out there with bad character and no concern about your lifestyle. Because as one popular author has stated, people will only listen to you if you are trustworthy. So there's got to be some trustworthiness there. Not perfection, but some trustworthiness has to be there for people to pay attention to you. And whether they know you or not, they can tell whether or not you're trustworthy. I can't tell you how they can tell, but they can tell. People know if a person is the real deal or not. I can't tell you how they know, but they know. Maybe God tells them. I don't know. But be that as it may, today our proclaimed topic is titled The Road from Text to Sermon, Part 3 from Biblical Preaching by Haddon W. Robinson. In the following stages, we endeavor to bring the ancient world, the modern world, and our particular world together as we develop the sermon. In doing this, we do not make the Bible relevant as though we were drawing an apt illustration from an old story. Modern men and women stand under God in the same position as did their counterparts in the Bible. Please remember that, and they hear the Word of God addressing them now. And by the way, and I'm adding this, make no mistake about it, the greatest draw to a Bible-believing church is the proclaiming of the gospel, the preaching of the powerful Word of God. It's not the singing, it's not the fellowship. All of that is good. It is the Word of God that draws people like a magnet. The people who are saved, it draws them. And it's the Holy Spirit who draws people to gospel preaching and proclaiming churches, because he knows that they will hear the gospel. And in my humble opinion, if a pastor does not do the work of an evangelist, at least at the end of the sermon, the church has no reason to exist, be that as it may. Yahweh, our God, made a covenant with us in Horeb. This affirmation comes from a people hearing the law a second time, decades after it was originally given. Yet they declared through Moses, Yahweh, our God, made a covenant with us in Horeb, not with our fathers. Did Yahweh make this covenant? But with us, who are all of us alive this day. The community of faith, looking back at an event that had occurred at a distant time and different place, experienced that history as a present reality. God's word spoken at Sinai continued to speak to this new generation of people, and not only related them to God, but also spelled out what God expected in their relation to one another and to him, I must add. So, my beloved, to expound the Holy Scripture so that the contemporary God confronts us where we live requires that we study our audience as well as our Bible. It also means that some very nuts and bolts questions must be asked and answered to discover how the exegetical idea and its development can expand into a sermon. We relate the Bible to life as we enter the next stage of our study. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help your proclaimers of the gospel, Lord, to take every opportunity to preach the gospel, to proclaim the gospel, to pass out gospel literature, to share it via podcasts in what I call the podcast pulpits. They will be amazed at how many thousands, hundreds, millions they can reach if they would just start focusing on the gospel and telling folk how to be saved through Facebook, through Periscope, through other social media, Twitter, and otherwise. What an opportunity we have. Help everybody to take advantage of it before the door closes. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, as we close today, I want to speak to those who have never truly trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, as well as those who have doubts about their salvation. Allow me to share with you very clearly how you can trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today and be saved from hell fire forever and have a home in heaven with God forever. Here is how, in more detail. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news indeed, but I have some good news for you, and I proclaim it to you today. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ," he was speaking about himself, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. May God bless you and keep you.